Are you ready? It's Saturday morning at Yahoo Sports Radio. Welcome to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon and powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance.
The golf doctor, Charlie Epps, is in. The man who coaches PGA stud, Angel Cabrera.
Follow the golf doctor on Twitter, at the golf underscore doctor.
Doctor, the golf doctor is in on Yahoo Sports Radio right now. With Charlie Epps, here's your host. From the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio, it's our very own scratch golfer. Sort of.
Hey, I should have stayed home and played with myself.
John Granato.
What a great morning it is in Houston, Texas, to talk golf on Yahoo Sports Radio. This is Charlie Epps on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, a company that inspires small business performance. And if you have a small business and you want to grow it, give the folks at Insperity a call, and they will send out an expert to give you advice and send you on your way to making millions. So Insperity, a great company here in Texas, but also all over the United States. So having said that, yes, John Granato is under the weather this morning, so I'm playing host. And on the line from California is my good friend Bill Harmon. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Charlie. How you doing, pal?
You know, I'm doing pretty darn good. I mean, the weather's been great. I had a couple of students in from Uruguay this week out at the Golf Club of Houston, Golf Club of Houston, which used to be Redstone. We had great weather, courses in great shape. We did a lot of teaching and a lot of playing, so I'm doing good.
Good.
What have you been up to?
I was in actually Naples, Florida earlier in the week doing a golf school at Naples National, and I'm back home teaching, and I've got my foundation event coming up Monday, Tuesday, and got a golf school that I'm going to start with Jay Haas and my brother Craig at the end of the month here at Tuscana, so also very busy.
That's great. It's golf season. And we're off to a good start here in Houston. All the courses are looking good, Bill, and the people are getting out. I see a lot of people on the golf courses, so that's important. We're getting ready for the Shell Houston Open, which is just, at the end of the month. It's going to be an exciting time with all the great players coming in. But we had an interesting event this week, Bill. Tiger Woods was in town, and he opened, he is involved, he designed a golf course called Blue Jack, which is out in Magnolia, Texas. It's a family-oriented golf resort / homes. It's in the beautiful part of the city. It's about 40 miles northwest of Houston. And they opened up the new miniature golf course, or par 3 golf course, designed specifically for children. He calls it the playground. Tiger Woods was there, and they had this big ceremony, and they stand up to hit the first shot on this new golf course for juniors specifically, but anybody can play it. And wouldn't you know that the junior stands up, he's from Corpus Christi, came all the way up and makes a hole in one.
I saw the replay of it. It was unbelievable, really. unbelievable.
Tiger just attracts that. And Tiger was very. I watched his press conference and very sincere in his work that he's done there at Blue Jack, and so at least during this downtime while he's convalescing, he's staying involved with the game.
Yeah, and I understand that he watches his son, Charlie, play quite a bit, and I was happy to see him in that picture at Jack Nicklaus's house where Jack hosted, 20 or 30 of the pros on the Ryder Cup points list because he's a vice captain, and great to see him participating in that. But we think of Tiger as a player, so the reports are that he's starting to hit balls again. It sounds like he's going to be a lot more patient now with his recovery than he has in the past. And the game is better when Tiger's out playing. So it seems like it's probably a reach that he'd be able to play Augusta, but it would be kind of awkward to have a Masters without Tiger Woods, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it won't be the first time. And I agree that Tiger is I miss him being at the golf tournaments. But one thing we must talk about this morning, Bill, is the World Golf Championship, as it's known, the Cadillac Championship, if you will, is being played at Trump Doral, just outside of Miami, right by the airport. And they got 65 of the top leading money winners, point getters, however you want to call it. And right at the first player, you know, going into the weekend with 134 is Adam Scott. How about this guy? How he's turned it around? You know, we were wondering what was going to happen to the people that had to get rid of the anchored system of putting, and he's a better putter now than he was before with the short putter. Incredible.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. I didn't think it was going to be as big a deal as some people did. These are still the best players and the best putters in the world for the most part. And I think if you set your mind to it, you can do it. Now, I think if you spend a lot of time looking at that ruling as being negative, it might be harder for you to switch. But, Charlie, he's got one of the most beautiful golf swings, I think, in the history of the game. But this leaderboard is really something. And one of the things I noticed watching the tournament, because it had some all-star pairings, it didn't look like they had very big crowds. I've been reading a lot that since they've changed it from the normal Doral Open to this World Golf event, it hasn't had the traction in the community that the old tournament had, which I find quite interesting when you consider they have all the best players, but that all-star group of Rory and Spieth and Day, it looked to me like the crowd was pretty sparse.
Because it was.
Yeah, it was. And I don't know why that would be.
One explanation is when they took it from being a regular tour event and they had 130 people, players showing up, and this is back in the 80s and 90s. Jack Nicklaus was always there, and the Snowbirds would come down and enjoy the Miami sun and have a great time watching golf, playing golf. But they're saying that this is more like a corporate outing. The grandstands are made just for a few. You know, there's just not the atmosphere that there once was. And Eric Compton, who is a PGA Tour player, never qualified for the WGC Championship there, went there with his daughter, and they kicked him out of the the bleachers that were behind 18th Green because he didn't have a ticket. He said, "But I'm a tour player." He said, "That's okay. You got to have a ticket." So, and this is on the heels of Trump doing what he's done in golf. Maybe some people are staying away because Trump is involved. I don't know, but the galleries are down. We'll have to see what happens this weekend. But looking at the leaderboard, of course, Rory McIlroy, he went from 33 putts to 23 putts, and he's putting left hand low. Any observation on your part about that?
Well, I think it's a great way to putt. I thought his reply when he answered it, he said the only downside is he didn't want people to think he was copying Jordan Spieth, which I thought was kind of a cool answer, funny answer, really.
Yeah.
But I picked up watching the telecast yesterday just about at the turn, and he holed everything on the back nine. It looked very good. I think it's an excellent way to putt. I actually think it's a better way to putt than conventional. But, you know, you've got Jordan Spieth doing it. You've got a lot of people. You know, Adam Scott's going with the claw. Phil's going with the claw.
How about that?
And so you've seen a lot of alternative ways to putt, which I think is great. And the leaderboard, Charlie, is really something with Dustin Johnson and McIlroy and all these guys. And if I have one knock against this tournament, it's just this new course just seems to favor the long hitter almost beyond belief how much it favors the long hitter.
That is for sure. I got to play it last September, and it is really long on certain holes, a lot of force carries, so on and so forth. But, Bill, we're going to go to a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk a little more in specific about some other players, especially Phil Mickelson. What's your take on where he's going and how he'll do in the Masters? So, but this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity, Inspiring Business Performance. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with Bill Harmon and myself talking golf in Houston, Texas.
Up to $35,000. Go to prosper.com/sportsfan. You can apply without affecting your good credit. Once again, that's prosper.com/sportsfan. Make sure to enter promo code sportsfan. That's prosper.com. Enter sportsfan.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Do you want an edge in the workplace? Do you want to get ahead professionally? Do you want to be the first person in the office with the best idea? Hi, I'm Dr. Darren Mitchell. I'm a chiropractor, and I spent the better part of 15 years studying natural-based interventions called functional medicine. I'm particularly interested in a category of substances called nootropics. These nootropics can improve brain function that aid with memory, intelligence, motivation, and attention. Fortunately, I found a really great product, and it's called Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a unique blend of ingredients, all derived from natural sources. Ingredients that have been tested and verified to improve your ability to focus, your ability to remember, and your ability to think clearly. Mental Bright can help you stand out in the workplace. Go to mentalbright.com and order the product. Call 855-633-BRIGHT. That's 855-633-2744. After just about 30 days, your memory will improve, your focus will be better. You will think like you did when you were younger. Nobody wants to have senior moments.
Have a Mental Bright moment.
Go to mentalbright.com.
Try Mental Bright today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-961-5968. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-961-5968. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-961-5968. That's 1-800-961-5968.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show.
If Peyton has any tact to him, this is an issue for all legends that they struggle with, right? Is at what point can you accept defeat? You know, it's like Kobe. You know, Kobe came to that realization very early on this season and decided to hang it up. But he's a shell of his former self. And I think Peyton, he hasn't said it publicly, but I think internally, like, he knows that he's done.
Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy. This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show, direct from Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio.
You know, there are certain substances available in Denver that could really help those fingertips of Peyton Manning.
Why do you think he invested in Papa John's, right? You know, right?
Well, it's because it's all about the Frito pie, you know, right, where they had that ridiculous Frito pizza. And if you were like stone sober, pun intended, I guess, and you were watching that, you're like, I'm not eating that garbage. That looks horrible. But if you're you know, smoking some weed in Denver and you're sitting on your couch and you see a Frito pie, you're like, oh, that's heaven. It's like the angels are ooh and awing in the background as you're watching the ad on television. So, yeah, Peyton Manning's making money hand over fist in the pizza market in the greater Denver area. I live here. I know.
Subscribe on iTunes. Search for the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show. Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy. Fantasy.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, featuring Bill Harmon on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. Powered by Insperity. Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Unfortunately, John Granato is under the weather this morning in Houston, Texas. So I'm substituting, being the host on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. I am Charlie Epps. I love to talk golf. I do it every Saturday morning with my good friend Bill Harmon, who's out in California, and we try to bring different aspects to the game, highlight different things that are going on. Right now, the Doral World Golf Championship is being contested in Miami, Florida, and Adam Scott, who won last week about 80 miles north, the Honda, which was an incredible display of his talent, his ball striking, his elegant swing, and his putter, how it's come back from having to change systems, if you will. We'll talk more in depth with Billy about that. But this segment's always talking about the International Pro-Am in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And if you want to reward yourself and have a nice, fun 5 days of golf in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, I highly recommend that you visit PuertoVallarta.com and see the Pro-Am, PuertoVallartaProAm.com, and see all the information. Put it on your calendar. Get yourself a team of four people. You can have four men. You can have husband and wife, whatever. You get a PGA golf professional, and you have a great, great week of golf and fun. Stay at the Casa Magna Marriott, and it's very, very convenient. It has all the conveniences of home, great sports bar, great everything. But anyway, it's a fun week. Put it on your calendar, and I hope to see you in Puerto Vallarta. Well, Bill, you look at golf from different perspective now. Now that you have your teaching facility, are you using video a little more? And have you seen anything that you're really surprised, or is it reinforcing what you believe?
I would say that probably the biggest surprise to me is most people have the wrong driver. You know, I think the launch angle and the spin rates and things like that are quite interesting in getting people to have the right club. So that's been kind of intriguing to me to put different clubs in people's hands. The video and the track man and, the flight scope, I think for the most part has validated what I already thought, but it certainly makes it easier to show the student. I'm still not totally convinced that it makes everybody that much better. That's my, I've only been doing it about 4 or 5 months, but body track is quite interesting also. You know, but at the end of the day, Charlie, I think for the most part, people would improve their scores the most with better short games and better golf course management. And so it's still a game, and you still have to put a number in the box. And I think the information is very good, but how we teach it and how we get people to score better is really what you and I are trying to do. So I'm not convinced for the most part that that's what it's doing.
You know, I had a student in this week from Uruguay, and we had a lot of fun, and a friend of mine, Al Canessa, who's a golf professional, and we were working on his short game. And the one thing that I emphasize is from 100 yards in, people have a tendency to really think they're only maybe 60 yards where they're really 75 yards. And we'll take the time, you know, we got to know where the 150 is for a 7-iron, but they've got to learn to judge distance better, because a lot of times their swing, the amount of swing they're using, does not match up with the distance that they are wanting the ball to go. And they want to put it in a 10, 15, you know, foot circle of the wedge, or, you know, whatever you're working on. And they're 5 yards off in their judging of distance. So take some time out and walk, you know, the distances. Get yourself a 50-yard swing. Get yourself a 60-yard swing. And you become a better wedge player in and around the green.
Yeah, you know, I think distance control, Charlie, is probably the most important part about the short game, in some respects even your iron game. But if you don't have a technique that you hit the ball in a similar fashion every time, then it doesn't make any difference, because if you don't know you're going to hit it fat thin, or you scuff it, shank it, then hit one good, and then another one fat thin, shank, another one good. If you don't know what barrel is coming out of, it's kind of hard. So I think unless you're an unbelievably gifted golfer, I think technique precedes touch. So you have to have a technique in which you can hit the ball different trajectories, and but you got to be able to hit it solid every time to have good kind of distance control. So to me, technique comes first, and then working on your touch comes second.
You know, the priorities are, you know, you can go one way or the other. I still think that you got to have a feel for distance, and when you're trying to use a golf club, and I emphasize, you know, knowing where you are on the golf course at all times, and getting inside that 100-yard mark. Try to be more yardage specific. Give your mind a specific distance with a number, I think, goes a long ways for improving people's technique with the pitching wedge. And then it'll eventually become subconscious. That's where you want to get to, that you can look at the tree, you can look at the pin and say, okay, I'm 65 yards. Now I can execute. And I read something that you posted on Facebook about your father really emphasizing 80% swings with irons, you know, short little punch mm-hmm. shots. I really agree with that, and I agree with that with the wedge also.
Well, you know, I read somewhere where Cameron McCormick and Jordan Spieth, for all wedge shots, have four different trajectories, and they constantly work on different shots from different yardages. As you know, you might have a 50-yard shot
right.
Early in the pin 5 yards over a bunker, and you have to go in a little bit higher. The pin could be in the back, and you go in a little bit lower. Ben Hogan had a thought when he played iron shots that if the pin was in the front, you went in high. If the pin was in the back, you went in low. So, but once again, if you don't, if, you know, if you've got a bad grip and a bad stance and a bad backswing, I don't think it makes any difference if you know how far it's going to be. The shot is, if you don't have technique. I'm a technique guy first. I got to be honest with you. I understand the subconscious, and I understand thinking is great and all that stuff. But if that's all you had to do, all the sports psychologists would win every major. And the reason they don't is they're not good enough.
That's
true, though.
Yeah,
it's absolutely the truth. I don't care what they say. If it's that easy just thinking good, then why don't the sports psychologists win every tournament? And the reason is they're not that good.
They don't have the technique, the fundamentals.
Exactly right, they don't have it. So I think technique comes I think all the sports psychology is very beneficial once you know how to swing and know how to play. But if you got a bad grip, a bad setup, and a bad backswing, I don't care how good you're thinking, you're going to hit a bad shot.
Well, okay, here's a question. Jordan's, pardon? Okay, 30 seconds, Bill. We're going to break here real quick, and then the bottom of the hour, we're going to come back with Bill Harmon, talk about more specific with the short game and how to control your swing. And this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Yahoo Sports Radio, brought to you by Insperity, a company that will inspire business performance. You all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Cash is king. Prosper.com is the answer. Prosper.com's online marketplace connects you with the money. The better way to get the cash you need with a low interest rate. Prosper.com/sportsfan. Prosper.com/sportsfan.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project, our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show.
I think Harrison Barnes said this 3 weeks into the season, and I laughed, but there's would have been some truth to it if he wasn't sitting out a lot of fourth quarters because of the Warrior blowouts. But he said, you know, he can be the first player ever to win MVP and then most improved player the following year.
Right. It's legit. He was not only a dominant player last year, but he has been better.
Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy. This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show, direct from Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio.
Buddy Hield, Oklahoma star player, is projected by most as a number six pick or later.
Yeah, I mean, guy's a Wooden War candidate. He's gonna easily win this thing. I mean, it's asinine to me. I'm looking at a lot of these mock drafts. That Buddy Hield, you know, I've seen him go anywhere between 6 to 8. I saw one, I think it was NBA Draft Express projection, had him as the 11th best pick on the board. The barely a lottery pick? Are you kidding me? Have you not watched this guy play? There are no weaknesses in his game. He plays great defense. He is the most explosive player in the country in transition. He can rebound. He can defend. He can dish. And most importantly, he can fill up the cup. 8 times, he's exceeded 30 points in a game.
Subscribe on iTunes. Search for the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show. Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy.
Welcome back to Fun with Fuel Additives, brought to you by Berryman B12 Chemtool Gasoline Treatment.
Can I tell you how much I adore B12 Chemtool?
Well, yes, I'd love to hear about your experience.
My experience? I hardly know you.
Your experience with B12 Chemtool Gasoline Treatment.
Kidding me?
Have you noticed how much better your car runs with a can of B12 Chemtool in your gas tank?
Yes, now my car just...
Well, keep using B12 Chemtool Gasoline Treatment and you'll even improve your gas mileage.
Ooh, sounds yummy, Mr. President.
Actually, I'm not... thanks for your call. Look for Berryman products at AutoZone.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show, direct from Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio.
The one thing that NBA GMs do, and I've told you this off air, I think NBA GMs are the dumbest breed of GM that's out there in the major sports, because what they are seduced by is what I call the Stromile Swift syndrome. It's all about they look at a guy, they see the wingspan, they see the length, they see the athleticism, and they think, man, that guy is going to develop. He's going to fill into being a 10-time All-Star. And they are, you know, swayed and seduced by that allure. I get it. And that's why, you know, guys like Kwame Brown and Michael Olowokandé and some of these other cats go number one in a draft, you know, or the top five. Instead, why don't you go with the bird in hand?
Subscribe on iTunes.
Search for the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show. Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is LLC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-943-9763 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-943-9763. That's 1-800-943-9763.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour,
featuring Bill Harmon
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Charlie Epps substituting for John Granato, who is home under the weather. We wish him well. He gets back to us real quick. Golf this week is being played at the World Golf Championship at Doral, Trump Doral, the Cadillac Championship. Adam Scott is leading as a two-shot lead over Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. Both of those gentlemen drove the 16th hole yesterday, par four. Incredible feat, all three of them, actually. And then you have Dennis Willett, who is getting ready for the Masters, but he's also getting ready to have a child, his first baby, and he said he will skip the Masters if the birth comes at the wrong time. So that's going to be exciting for him. Bubba Watson is in the chase along with Paul Casey and Phil Mickelson. And Phil Mickelson had an incredible funny round yesterday, Bill. He shot 30 on the front, 32-40. For 72, that's an easy way to play and make a par round of golf, huh?
Yeah, he was really had it going, and he had a bunch of short putts on 10, 11, and 12 to keep it going, and he missed those. And then he three-putted 13, so he kind of gave away four shots on the greens and then had a terrible iron on 15 in the water and kind of an unfortunate drive on 17. He looked like he had a pretty good drive, and he just caught this bunker and buried in the lip. But for the most part, it looked like one bad swing and about five or six bad putts. And he must be doing a lot of things better, Charlie, because he's been a lot more consistent this year. He seems to be inspired. I thought when I saw him at the President's Cup, we talked about it. And at the time, I didn't know that he was going to be leaving Butch, but he seemed to be hitting more draws, and his ball flight was better with the draw. So he's probably just getting used to it, getting used to playing it. You know, as a teacher, Charlie, Phil was always trying to look like, can you hit a lot of cut shots to keep it in play? And a lot of times when you change the shape of your shot, the last piece of the puzzle is the trust when you get on the golf course, to trust what you're doing. And he's doing it a lot, but he's still hitting some loose shots. But I think Phil will always hit loose shots because he's a kind of a full swinger and a free swinger, and that's actually one of his many positives in his game. But I love seeing Phil back. I've said on this show on numerous occasions, I think he'll be the first guy to win a major in his 50s. And but his putter has been a little more suspect the last couple of years too. So, but I thought his stroke looked better with the claw, but the ball didn't think so. Got to get that thing in the hole.
On the front nine, he was very successful. On the back nine, he started catching the lip, had a lip out on 11, and you know, all of a sudden your attitudes start changes, and that's where you got to step back. And, you know, when he got through with his interview, he's very positive, and he said he lost his focus. And but he looks to me like he's in better shape. He must have, you know, he has that, you know, arthritis problem that we're asked to take medication for. But getting ready for the Masters, I think they're all pointing towards that. Along with Jordan Spieth. Now, we know it's if you shoot 61 today, tomorrow, you're going to be lucky to break 70. Now, Jordan Spieth just had an incredible year last year. This year, he won early at the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. But now he's struggling and frustration setting in. What do you see the rest of the year for our good friend Jordan Spieth?
Well, you know, we've talked about this, and I never thought he would back up the year that he had last year was so exceptional. And we tend to think that when we see a player of his caliber play like that, we think that it's automatic. But, Charlie, you and I know how hard golf is and how fickle golf is. And last year it seemed like he hole every putt. He was chipping in. He was doing all this great stuff. And that just doesn't happen all the time in golf. He's a young man. He has, you know, more expectations on him. Look at Jason Day hasn't really come out of the box either, playing real good. And I just don't think it's that big a deal, but I don't have the expectation that he was going to follow up this year the way he played last year. So I think he's still learning about, he's so young. He's got so much pressure on him, so much attention. I think he's still learning about it, how to handle it. I have no doubt in my mind that Jordan's going to be good for a very, very long time. But I'd be very surprised if he ever duplicates the year he had relative to the major championships. I really would. I think that was a once-in-a-lifetime feat. And but you know, you mentioned yesterday in the text to me that looks like he's trying too hard, and he probably is. You know, it's like when we go out and play and we shoot 33-40,
yep.
You know. You go out in 33 and you have an expectation and you get ahead of yourself. If I shoot another 33, that's 66, and then you bogey 10-11 and then you come off the rails. So I think he's just kind of in a learning stage right now. But all it's going to do to me is highlight how great last year really was, because it's not automatic to play like that. It just isn't.
Are you coming to Augusta this year?
I will be at Augusta this year. Yes, I will.
Expectations are high for the event. They've made a couple more changes. It's going to be interesting to see how they play. You know, the different shots. The one thing that I look forward to at the Masters is just the environment that golf course creates. I just can't believe, you know, how magical that place is.
Well, there's really never been an event that's run like it. You know, Augusta National is kind of a lightning rod for certain people to criticize it. And I ask a lot of those people, have you ever been there? And, of course, the answer is no. And have you ever been to the Masters? And, of course, the answer is no. And I said, well, you know, if you ever went to the Masters and you saw how the event was run and how you were treated by everybody, you maybe have a different view on the membership at Augusta National, because they set the standard for every other tournament, in my opinion. There's not a tournament that's even close to being run as wonderfully as that event is, at least for the spectators. And it's the cleanest place. And I, for one, like that they get the Yahoos out of there. They're screaming, get in the hole. And
yes.
I do. I like it. They just get them off the property. You know, it's just not tolerated there. So I like the place. I like the way they do things. I like the way they respect the game. And Charlie, you've seen on the pairing seat Bobby Jones's views on how the patrons should act.
Yes.
You know, and I think it's stated so beautifully. So I, for one, don't mind the fact that there's no people screaming and yelling in the middle of people's swings and getting the hole and you're the man. Well, it doesn't bother me at all that they don't have that.
Yes, and it is a special place, and we're going to have some fun this year. In the next segment, Billy is going to talk about a couple young ladies who really have fallen off the end of the earth as far as, you know, their careers are concerned. One is Yani Singh, who had won five majors quicker than anybody on the LPGA Tour. And then our good friend Michelle Wee, a talented young lady that has fallen on hard times. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a little more instruction with Bill Harmon. But more importantly is we just want to hear from you. And I'm going to give you my email address, cepps68@att.net. So send me an email this week, and we'll talk about your questions next week on air. So having said that, I'm getting the look from our good producer in the studio here. We're going to go on a break in about one more minute. And so real quick, Billy, tell me about Yani Singh.
Well, she was so much better than everybody else at a young age. Like you said, she won more majors. She was actually on a course that was almost quicker than Tiger and literally has fallen off the map. So really a very, very hard one to believe, I think.
All right. Well, we got about 10 seconds, so y'all stay tuned. Billy will be right back about his observations with Yani Singh. She changed her team. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
For loans up to $35,000, go to prosper.com/sportsfan. You can apply without affecting your good credit. That's prosper.com/sportsfan.
Prosper.com's online marketplace connects you with the money. The better way to get the cash you need with a low interest rate. Prosper.com/sportsfan.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Chris Morales from Yahoo Sports Radio. For years, I've been an avid consumer of energy drinks. They gave me physical energy, but recently I discovered how to get more mental energy, and we could all use that, with a little help from Mental Bright. Yes, Mental Bright is a health supplement for the brain. Mental Bright helps me focus. It helps me concentrate. Mental Bright is amazing. It's even helped my golf game. Go to MentalBright.com right now and learn more, because this will give you mental health. MentalBright.com.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show.
When you have a generational talent, one of the all-time greatest NBA players, keep that guy happy. You know, if he didn't want to play for Blatt, it's funny how it came out that apparently James wanted Spoelstra fired in Miami and got overruled I have no problem with whatever James's role was in this. I think it would be irresponsible to make a coaching change and not get the input of James going forward.
Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy.
Each week, we examine the stadium beat from every angle.
With athletes like Fred Lynn.
The Green Monster, they call it that for a reason. About 12 foot of it from the ground to about 12 foot up was concrete. And if you hit that, I mean, it would just tear your skin off.
Joe Theismann.
What a great idea this is to be able to talk about the hallowed structures that exist today.
I'm Bill Hazen. Join me Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time for Stadiums USA right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-451-9673. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-9673. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-451-9673.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show, direct from Yahoo Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio.
Gary Kubiak offenses have been good to invest in for fantasy for the running back position, and I think next year Anderson will clearly be the starter. Maybe he'll have a better understanding of what that entails to be a four-month starter or five-month starter for an NFL team, for a team expected to go to the playoffs, which I think the Broncos will be expected to go to the playoffs again next year. I think it will be a good time to get back in on Anderson. You won't have to pay a first-round ticket, probably not a second-round ticket. People are going to have to at least consider that he was partial flop this year due to, you know, he got off to a slow start, he was dinged up a bit. You know, Kubiak decided that maybe Hillman was going to be the guy, and you know, all the Manning problems with this offense. I think if you own Anderson next year, you're going to be happy. I think he's going to have a nice season. I think he'll be a top 10, top 12 running back next year.
Subscribe on iTunes. Search for the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show. Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy. Fantasy.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour,
featuring Bill Harmon
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Powered by Insperity.
Insperity, inspiring small business performance. Once again with the Golf Doctor, here's your host, John Granato.
Charlie Epps here, substituting for John. He's home under the weather. He'll be back next week. We got Bill Harmon on the line. But this segment is brought to you by the Southern Texas PGA and its many members all over South Texas, teaching, playing, and promoting the game of golf, men and women working in the golf industry. If you want to get involved with golf, call your local PGA golf professional. All you have to do is pick a golf course close to you, ask for the PGA golf professional, and he or she will lead you the right direction to getting lessons, to getting on the golf course. Any type of questions you might have about the game, that's what the PGA of America is all about. We have 27,000 members all over the country, and we have about 1,000 of them here in South Texas. So always trust your PGA golf professional, and he or she will lead you to having a lot of fun on the golf course. So stay tuned. Right now, we're going to go back to California, Palm Springs, with Bill Harmon, talk a little golf. I love teaching golf on the radio, and we learn a lot from the leaders, but now we're going to talk about people that, like Bill says, they've fallen off the mat. Yanni Sin and Michelle Wee. I mean, there's many people that lose their game. What do you see? What would you recommend to people that are sitting at home? They've lost their game. What do you do? Where do you go?
Well, in Yanni Sin's case, I don't know enough about, you know, who is teaching her and stuff like that. I just find it hard to believe you can be that good and she's presently in last place in a limited field event in somewhere in Asia. Last place, not beating one player. And I often wonder about instruction at that point, Charlie, and at what point do you leave somebody alone who's really good? And I've said this many times, and I believe it. If Michelle Wee had never taken a formal lesson from the time she almost made the cut in the Hawaiian Open as a 14-year-old, would she have been a better player today? And I think she would have. And I think sometime the teacher, when we're working with great talents, we forget that experience and self-knowledge can be a wonderful teacher as they move on and they move forward in their lives. And not every inch of their swing has to be micromanaged, that life is probably the best teacher. So I just don't know how these very, very gifted and talented people fall off the map, because I don't think they could possibly fall off the map if they just kept playing the way they were playing. So that's one of my little contentions with some of the modern-day instruction. You have to be very careful not to coach the talent out of people.
You know, I'm
from the amateur standpoint, you know, I don't know. Some people, what is having their game, you know? I've always felt if you've been a good player, and as you get older and the game gets harder and your body's not as good, that's harder on someone than someone who's never been any good. So if you've never been better than a 20 handicap, you really don't know what it's like to be a good player. So in some cases, you have it easier because you don't really know what good is, you know. But if you've been a good player like yourself, Charlie, and now you go out at age 70, and you can't probably come within 10 strokes of what you used to shoot on these courses.
Yes,
it's
and
a difficult adjustment, isn't it?
I'll give you a good example. This week I was playing catch with my grandson. And I used to be able to throw the ball pretty well, but I can't remember the last time I threw a baseball. And I was like a spastic. I couldn't throw. My motor skills have you know, really gone to the wayside. My grandson's throwing strikes right in my mitt, and I'm missing him by 2 feet. You know, so our motor skills, you know, do erode. You know, the other type of person that you're talking about is a guy like David Duval. David Duval went on hard times and for many different reasons, and then he came back and tried to learn a whole new system, and he was never heard from ever since. But Bubba Watson is the iconic person that never's taken a lesson, and he's a pretty good player.
Well, you look at Dustin Johnson. You see Butch and his son Claude, you know, have never tried to change that severely bowed left wrist at the top of their swing. Everybody says, oh, you can't play that way. I got news for you. You can play that way. And so if you try to change certain things that very, very gifted, talented people do, you're running a huge risk of ruining a very complicated feel system. And the teacher has to be very, very important. And that's why I always think it's sometimes more important to watch the ball than the machine. The machine might tell you why the ball did something, but I like watching the ball. I still think the ball is the best teacher. And I think certain people are just very, very gifted. There was a basketball player for UCLA, and he went on to have a good pro career. His name was Keith Wilkes.
Yes.
Went on to beat Jamal Wilkes, and he shot a shot literally from the other side of his head. His arms were way up above his head and off to the side, and they asked Johnny Wooden why he didn't change his shooting technique, and he said because he makes over 50% of the shots that way, you see. And so I think it's very, for all the people that are teaching out there listening, you've got to be real careful when you're dealing with a real gifted player, what you change and what you don't change. It's not about putting your stamp, and it's not about you, really. It's about the student, and it's not about putting your stamp on someone that's really good. It's about you maybe refining something or understanding why they're good and not change certain things, because there's no such thing. The best player I ever saw, Charlie, was Lee Trevino. but nobody teaches his method.
Nobody dares. And, you know, I've been involved with a guy that's got quite a bit of talent, and we're going through some struggles right now, and he can't find it. But, Bill, it's been another great week.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on. Give your sweet wife my best. Good luck with your foundation. This has been the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance in the Southern Texas PGA. We will talk to you all next week.
This is the Yahoo Fantasy Freak Show.
I hear people talk about, well, the Warriors, they're projected to win this game big, so don't use them in DFS because they might sit out the fourth. Well, if they're sitting out the fourth, that's because they did so much damage through three quarters. You know, it doesn't matter when they do it. I think the production remains there even in not massively overplayed minutes. I'm not too worried about them sitting at the end of the season.
Make a daily appointment with us. PodcastArena.com/fantasy. It's Travis Rogers now.
Trav, if forced to pick, do you choose Team Sandwich or Team Taco? Wow, that's a Sophie's choice.